on new unemployment numbers out throughout the entire country, weekly jobless claims total 709,000. To get a more local picture, we turn now to Jim Heaney with Investigative Post and investigativepost.org. Jim has been looking at employment here in the Buffalo Niagara region. And Jim, it's you could call it historic what's been going on.
Yeah, historic in a very, very bad way. We teamed up with the Empire Center for Public Policy in Albany and looked at not unemployment rates, because unemployment rates are really based on a poll or a survey. We looked at something that's considered a more accurate measure, which looks at the payrolls of 18,000 companies around the state. What we found is there are fewer people working working today in Buffalo, Niagara than there have been in at least the last 30 years. The pandemic back in the spring cost us about 110,000 jobs out of what had been close to 500,000. And we've regained a little bit more than half of them, but it leaves us with employment as of September that is the lowest September on record in at least 30 years. So we're still hurting. I think that's the bottom line.
Jim, have some sectors of the workforce suffered more than others?
Yeah, and it's no surprise in what the numbers showed us. Hospitality and leisure, which includes hotels, restaurants, bars, are still down about 25% of their jobs. Trade is another that's down about 10%, and that includes retail stores. On the other hand, you know, manufacturing and banking, while they've lost jobs, they've been relatively minor losses, a couple of percentage points. So the pain has not been spread evenly. It's very much been – actually, it's hitting lower-wage workers more than it's hitting high-wage workers.
Is there something that you can point to as a reason why Buffalo seems to be harder hit than a lot of other metropolitan areas around the country?
Well, I hate to be flip, but it's Buffalo. I mean, when's the last time we had good luck? I think, you know, a lot of our so-called economic renaissance of the last 5 years, which I think was always overstated, a lot of it was in businesses like restaurants and bars. And those have been the ones that have faced closures and restrictions. And I just read something just last night that the most dangerous place you can be right now is in a restaurant. The infection rate is off the charts compared with most other places. So, you know, drinking and eating is not a safe activity these days.
How does Buffalo compare, like, to Rochester and Syracuse?
Well, you know, there's a silver lining, as I said in my report for Channel 2 last night. If there is a silver lining, you know, Rochester and Albany, and particularly Syracuse, are doing even worse than Buffalo by a couple of percentage points. But if you look at all those upstate cities compared with other metropolitan areas across the country, we're among the worst when it comes to job losses. I think we were 59th worst out of 382 metro areas that our study looked at. So, you know, everybody's hurting to some degree, but we're hurting more than most.
Jim, thanks for the update and for a further look. You can read the story at investigativepost.org. That's Jim Heaney joining us live.